had to enter club competition a little bit earlier this year than maybe other years because of the European cross-country championship, but how did they pan out today?
Well, probably the best thing to do is start off by just giving you the winners, Fionnuala Britton or Fionnuala McCormick, as she is now European champion on two occasions in the last few years. She was a runaway winner of the event, and an event which in the end up was rather disappointing in many ways because, you know, there was a serious expectation that it was a strong squad that lined up and that there was a possibility of going forward for European championships and so on and so forth. That wasn't very evident in the outlay of the race today, but maybe in the intervening weeks, maybe something more positive can happen, but certainly not today. She was a runaway winner. The gap was too big to the next runners, and the calibre may or may not be there. So we'll just have to wait and see what the outcome of that's going to be. The big interest from our Donegal point of view in the women's race was Anne-Marie McGlynn. Her form at Masters level was very, very strong, but it's a bit of a step up from Masters to Senior Athletics, and today it didn't happen for Anne-Marie. She was off the pace after about 2,500 metres, unfortunately, for her, and then she lost a spike after about another 1,000 metres, and she stepped off the track after that. So very disappointing day for her personally, and you know, at this point in her career. So there was great expectations that maybe she could indeed make a really strong claim for that team. That didn't happen. There was no backup really of any significance by any other Donegal club or athlete or anything. So that was it. Once she was out of the race, the Donegal just was gone. So that was the women's. And the men's, which has just finished, Miles McTaughey from Raheny was the winner. He was a clear winner. And John Cotton, unexpectedly, really, I have to say, I came very, very strong to finish second. And Paul Pollock, who's has a qualification standard for the marathon and needs another faster time, actually, for the Olympic Games. But he got up for third. The only Donegal interest, really, in the race, although there were Donegal athletes in the race, but none of them making any impact, but the only guy to make an impact in the overall scheme of things in terms of medal performances was Gary Murray, who is now running with Clonliffe Harriers. And Clonliffe Harriers had a really, really, really brilliant battle with Leavale Athletic Club, and they beat Leavale by about 3 or 4 or 5 points in the end, with Gary Murray on that scoring team. So that was really the only significant story to emerge from a Donegal point of view out of that race, the men's race. At the best of the Donegal other competitors was another Donegal athlete running with Rathfarnham. The Dublin club would have been Owen McGinley, and that would really have been it. It was a very, very poor, in senior terms, Miles, the Donegal contribution to this race was one of the poorest I've ever seen. And this is just something I'm going to, kind of a theme I'm going to develop further now, because I'm going to go to the underage athletics. And the story isn't all that much more encouraging today from that as well. I'll tell you the results, and then we'll try and make some sense of it. But the under-11s, the best of the boys there was the under-Cranford team. They finished fifth. There was two medals come out of that. It was Arshin Kelly, and from Cranford, of course, he finished 12th. He was the best of the Donegal boys in the race. And then Evan Keown from Letterkenny, both of them were on an Ulster team, which got medals. Then the next medals that we've seen coming the way was Gemma McFadden, who really is a very impressive young athlete. She's from Letterkenny. She finished 12th and was on a Ulster team there that made medals. And then on the other 16 girls, there was a couple of medals there for the Cotufan Valley girls. There was Eva McGrath and Karen Gallagher, both of them getting up and scoring on a very, very impressive Ulster team. So really, that was really it, Miles. That's how bad it was, really. Finn Valley finished fourth. Thought maybe that they could get up for third in the under-16 girls. That didn't happen. Oma got on ahead of them, and they had to settle for fourth. So overall, a very, very poor day for Donegal Athletics. Was it unexpected? Really, I don't think it was, because on the evidence of the Donegal Championships going forward, you know, I didn't see anything that jumped out at me. Maybe I think Cranford might be disappointed because they did look very good in the qualifications in Donegal and indeed Ulster, but it didn't just happen for them today. But look, they'll have to just dust themselves down, as will Finn Valley and that under-16s girls team, and 2 weeks' time in the uneven ages head to Waterford and have a right good crack there. But not a good day. One of the, you know, I've stood in this Santry domain for 20, 30 years, doing very strong reports with very good results, and this is one of the more depressing days in terms of overall contribution to the event, Miles.
Patsy, what has gone wrong? Because the numbers are competing up here in this part of the world, and they have some good battles within the county. How come it doesn't show in the on the national scene?
Well, it didn't show today. I think that in the Ulsters, there was a wee bit of an indication. I say Letterkenny will be disappointed if they're under 14 boys, you know, because I felt that they had quite a strong team at Ulster level. Probably that's the best gauge that we have, you know, going back a level from this level, and they showed well, but they didn't show up on the same competitive, you know, vein today. So that was kind of unfortunate. But I haven't really figured it out, Mike. I think that at this moment in time, just cross country within Donegal confines isn't as strong as it was previous. I think certainly there are many people, and there's good battles at home. But you know, to battle in Donegal and move that to Ulster and then move it on here, which is ultra competitive nationally here, we weren't in the game today. So you know, people can brush it up and down whatever way they like, but medals and performances and podium positions speak for themselves. And there was no podium positions for anybody here today.
Patsy, in relation to this race, it's an inter-club competition.
Yes.
I presume there'll be an inter-county competition. Would Donegal perform better there?
No, they won't perform any better there. No, they won't. The standard in Donegal, and I'm going to have to say it, the standard in Donegal currently at senior level is not good. And it doesn't look all that healthy. No, I don't think so, Miles, no.
And in relation to the international scene, these inter-club competitions brought forward, I suppose, to give a gauge as to how athletes are competing. The European Championships coming up in France. You said that you weren't terribly, you know, confident that they would do particularly well. Is that your feeling now for the ladies and the men's?
Yes, that would be on the evidence of what I've seen today. You know, obviously the women's team. Now, for example, one of the people that we felt that would maybe impact in terms of a team on a team here today would have been Kieran McGinn. And then was she to be in form and make a team, and then we would pour with her and Fionnuala and so on, and possibly add Mary Cullen to the team. But Kieran McGinn didn't finish the race today, so that's that story got over and done with. And I would say, you know, I'd say they'll look, stranger things have happened, and you know, people have medals along the way. But on the evidence of what I've seen today, I don't see it happening. But it's not the thing to do to write it off, you know, because they've got to go, and if they respond and if they compete and they build on a race that they've just run today, they may improve. It also depends, Miles, on what turns up the European Cross Country Championships, because I would maybe suggest that the Ulster, or not the Ulster, but the European Cross Country Championships are not as strong as they were traditionally, in the sense that not everybody in Europe is doing cross country to the extent that they did some years ago. I think that things like cross country skiing and on some other things have taken preference in Northern Europe and stuff. So, you know, but anyway, look, the question you asked me was, where do we stand going forward to Europe? On the evidence of today, it'll be a long shot.
Patsy, in relation to, you know, people being added to the team, is there any possibility of Sarah Collins of Finn Valley competing out in Providence College? Would she be an addition to the Irish team?
Oh, absolutely, she would be. Of course, she would be. If she had been here today, she probably would have followed Fionnuala home. But the bottom line is, she has no interest in travelling, and the reasoning, just to give you the reasoning, and this is something that has been indicated to the Irish athletics. I'm not involved in the cross-country selection, but this has been indicated to them that she's not interested in travelling, simply because, you know, she's got exams, and at this particular time, she's just come off the back of that race yesterday, which was a marvellous race for her. It was a progressive development for her, because she was injured, as you know, for about 9-10 months, and she's just racing her way back to form, and she's a class act. But no, she won't travel. She won't travel. Does it mean that she would have to travel to France? Then she'd have to board a plane. She'd have to fly back to Providence, and then she would have to do exams or something, and then she'd have to fly back home again to Europe. So, I mean, for Christmas. So that's not in the interest of her. You know, I've said on many occasions, Maya, that she's rather fragile as an athlete, and an overload of travel plus exams at a particular time of the year on the back of a very serious race yesterday. I don't think it's in her interest, so she's not travelling.
When will the Irish team be picked?
I say it'll be picked tonight. Now it'll be easy enough to pick it. I say certainly the first five across the line today, men, first five across the line, women. That'll be the situation. They'll have to work out their under 23s. But, you know, I just hope that my depressed attitude to this story today is unique and that people see it differently. But normally, I'm not too far off, you know.
Well, in relation to underage, it's often the case that maybe a particular age group doesn't suit a particular team. So perhaps we'll look at the bright side and maybe on the uneven that there'll be better results from a Donegal point of view.
Absolutely, and that's a good point to make, Mike. I think that we'll have to wait to Dungarvan and then we can overview the whole cross-country scene then. That's a better, more mature attitude to take. I mean, I'm just in the knee-jerk reaction here. Haven't stood here for 5 or 6 hours watching and getting depressed. Time on race, so that's, you're probably 100% there, yeah.